forever, or do you want the weekend to last forever? It's Monday.
Weekend.
Yeah, I'm voting for the weekend.
Wow, what'd you do?
I'm tired today. I don't know why.
What'd you do? Jennifer Horn is here. What'd you do?
Oh, my gosh. I had a lot of friend things this weekend. I had dinner with my dad that I made. I did a lot of cooking.
Really?
I did a lot of cleaning.
How come you didn't invite me over?
Because you weren't here.
Oh, well, that's a small detail.
Yeah. Who cares about that?
Yesterday, I was done. It was such a busy Saturday. Yesterday, I took most of the day off other than a few cleaning, laundry-ish kind of things.
Yeah, all right. So that's cool.
But I need more. I'm tired.
Yeah, I see. It's always tired to rest.
You wake me up, though.
I will wake you up, as a matter of fact. Guaranteed or your money back. The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, Monday, the 23rd is the 23rd. We got one more full week of this month, and it's gonzo already, Richie.
It's been 2 weeks, guys.
Yeah, Rich was watching the football games yesterday.
You're ignoring that question.
I guess. What was the question again?
Jennifer, 2 weeks from today.
Is her Happy birthday. Yeah. Because it's 2 weeks from today. We can only focus
again.
A day or two at a time. Three maybe at the most, because things change so rapidly. Who would have thought a week ago Newt Gingrich would have won.
Would be the man.
Yeah. South Carolina was not the man, but
he's the man of the hour.
He's the man of the hour, anyway. He's the flavor of the day, according to the news media. And so it goes on and on and on and on. Richie has found something that is worth our deliberation and our time. Well, he often finds things that are of value here, but your treatise on the president who is probably least known and or revered. So I'm going to describe this person, then I'm going to ask the audience to identify this president. Okay,
wasn't
you ready?
This interesting? Didn't you find this very
fascinating?
Interesting?
Yeah, and it's something I didn't remember from school. And I'm wondering even if I learned this in school, because this fellow is such an underling, and the way the history books are written, they're the same as the news media. They're very prejudicial. Don't give a lot of time or ink, if you will.
That's what I thought was so fascinating about this also, is where this came from. The newspaper that wrote this, I wouldn't have thought would have written this.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to give you the description of this fellow. You think about it for a second, and for one of our swell Doug Steffen prizes, at 800-510-8255, you'll give us the name of the president about whom we speak. First of all, this president was in charge after the first great recession, not depression, recession of the century. All right, that's number one, 800-510-8255. He was one of the first people to embrace what has become the Federal Reserve System, in a sense. His way of succeeding, and he did succeed, bringing us out of a recession that was very similar to what we've just been through. It was by raising interest rates, it was by reducing the public debt, and it was by balancing the federal budget. The person who understands this wins, as far as I'm concerned. 800. He also was for disarmament. He had a lot of ideas that were not popular with the mainstream of U.S. politicians. However, the public benefited greatly from his presidency. 800-510-8255. The incredible part of this, Richie, is that this man has been consigned to near the bottom of presidents who, over what, how many we have, 44 now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, this is the 44th president.
Yeah, 44. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Everybody wants to be a Reagan Republican. What a bunch of phony BS.
And they
want to
hang their hat. Right.
Right. That's because nobody gets history. If these guys were smart, and Rich is a genius for finding this, they would go back to this guy and say, look at what he did.
Yeah.
I want to be a blank Republican. Blank being the name of the president.
That's another thing that kind of shocked me. You would think Newt, being the history major that he is, I mean, the guy's a genius when it comes to history, would have brought this up. Mm-hmm. But maybe he doesn't bring it up because he knows that we're also in the dark about it.
Well, he's also, it's easier to reference Reagan, except people in Reagan's family wish he wouldn't, because he's no If you listen to Michael, Michael was on with Piers Morgan. Actually, I probably should invite Michael to come on here a little bit. He was on with Piers Morgan on Friday. And I was talking about Michael Reagan, who has been the black sheep of his family. Nancy's not his mother. And Ron and Patty eschew him as a brother because, well, a number of things politically. But he's also, he was adopted. I mean, there are a lot of things that make up the feelings that the rest of the family has toward him. Anyway, that's not our discussion. Our discussion here is trying to identify this president. 800-510-8255, a fellow from Ohio, described by some as a moralist, a reformer, and an intellectual. Huh. He
sounds like a lot to ask for.
He came out of the Republican convention in 1920 after they deadlocked. And that, you know, that could happen here.
Mm-hmm.
If there isn't something, you know, and the thing is that people are beating the drum of Jeb Bush, for example, which is a horrible idea. Are there any governors? Don't count out Chris Christie or people like that. The thing that is sad about the news media, and thus the sadness extends to those who believe what they read in the newspaper or what they hear on television or radio in terms of supposedly, quote-unquote, the news, is that they all lose sight of the fact that you cannot win, couldn't back in the era that we're talking about when this guy was president, and can't now unless you find the middle. There was the Obama promised everybody that he was going to be in the middle. We all know what trash that was. And so in this circumstance, who's around that can get things done? And that really is that we don't have enough parties.
The thing that
enough
guy,
people running. Yeah, Richie.
The thing that this guy promised, one of his things that he ran on, was less government in business and more business in government.
That's right. That's the quote.
I like that.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
800-510-8255. So who is this man? Would you like to shake his hand and have your baby fall in love with him?
Hell yeah.
What's that?
That's going a little far, maybe.
Well, baby means wah, wah, wah.
Shaking
wah,
hand yeah, is okay.
Right. Yeah. All right, so Jennifer and Richie are giving you some food for thought. So am I. You give us food for thought. At 800-510-8255, 14 after on Good Day.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3. one of the new line of supplements that works with your multivitamins. New Pro Nutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Wait, your turn.
Boy, we had a lot of those commercials, right, Richie?
800-510-8255.
Okay, we're a little early for our 2020 news quiz, but because there's so much focus on politics and political personalities, I decided that this description that Richie sent that he found of this particular gentleman was so compelling and remember the time that he I actually watched on the plane coming back here Saturday night, that movie that had Lawrence Fishburne and Gwyneth Paltrow in it. It's called Contagion, and really upset me. And I don't know why I watched it. We were going through some really bad turbulence over the Rocky Mountains. I mean, the plane was going almost upside down. It was so bad for a while. And I watched this, and I thought to myself, okay, which is worse, putting up with the turbulence?
Or ready to be home.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Okay, so the flu epidemic, 675 Americans are killed. Let's see here. There is a 20-some-odd percent unemployment, I think, at the time, Richie, right?
Yeah.
This was the era when there were bombs going off on Wall Street, the Bolshevik Revolution. But Richie found the best part of his candidacy and his presidency. Less government in business and more business in government. Man, somebody needs to jump right on that puppy. 800-510-8255. All right, let's see. Dennis in Punta Gorda, what president are we talking about?
Silent Cal, Calvin Coolidge.
Smiling Cal is somebody who came along after this fellow and didn't do any of these things, but he was an interesting character for sure. Another Massachusetts president. All right, Dennis, thanks for the shot. Appreciate it. Johnny in Alexandria, Louisiana, what president do you think we're speaking about?
Well, Doug, I thought I had it. You said he's the kind of guy you'd want your baby to fall in love with, but I was going to guess Hoover. But
Hoover.
I wouldn't want anybody to fall in love with Hoover.
No, it'd be a good one not to. All right, good guess, though. You're in the right era. Tim's in Owensboro, Kentucky. Who do you think it is, Tim?
I think it's Taft.
Taft. Why do you think it's Taft?
Just because of the era.
Because I said he was from Ohio?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. A little off in your dates, but not a bad guess. At least it brings us around to the focus on the real era. Bob's in Rancho Mirage, California. Hi, Bob.
The famous Warren G. Harding, who set up naval peace conferences. There wouldn't have been a World War II, but he went out to California to redeem his image over Teapot Dome, and he was murdered in August of 1923. He was murdered. He was one of the presidents who was murdered. Very few people know that Warren G. Harding was murdered on the train in California. And he was one of the greatest presidents we ever had. He was a movie star. The women loved him. He won the biggest landslide in American history.
Yep, he did. And he came out of a brokered convention. You are right.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the longest commercial passenger flight in the world is Qantas Airways Flight 7 from Sydney, Australia to Dallas, Texas. 15 hours. 15 hours. Second longest flight, Southwest from Reno to Salt Lake City. Yeah, that's, I think that's 13.8.
Today's National Cheese Day. And I mean this when I say it. I hope your day is as good as mine.
Hey!
And if you're having a bad day, I just hope it gets cheddar. Come on, admit it. That was sharp. I'm sorry. Those puns are cheesy. Seriously, I apologize for those jokes. It's not the person I want to be. It gets greedy after a while. Let's get on with it.
That's what she said.
National, when it's Ham and Egger Day, I want special notice given to this program. Ham and Eggers, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lots of things at DougSteffen.com today. I want to acknowledge a couple of people who are very sweet, very nice. I always like to say hi to people, sometimes especially. Janet Matson. Lives in West Virginia. You hear from her a lot.
She's
very sweet and said some very nice things to me about Tony and the family. It was very nice. Also, somebody that seems to be a big fan of yours, Jennifer, Dan and Nikki Woods. Are they following us on Facebook?
I don't think they do, but they do email me from time to time.
Yeah, right, exactly. And it's nice to have people who really, I guess, take this. They know this is a fun romp through the day, but some people take what we do seriously, because they become serious fans, serious friends of ours, and you can do that by liking us on Facebook. We have a lot of activity from the weekend. I wondered whether, you look at things and wonder what people are really going to be talking about today. I think the sad end of Joe Paterno is something I want to.
That was huge this weekend.
I want to
kind that
of
and the
pick
football
people's
games
brains
and, yeah.
about that. Who cares about football?
No, but Paterno was big on Facebook, especially because I don't know if you
Patriots
saw this because you were flying.
Yeah.
Patriots and the Giants. But I don't know if you saw this because you were flying, but they had announced he died before he had died.
Right.
Ooh, I didn't know
and
that.
And so it hit social media gangbusters, and then, then everybody said, well, he's not really dead yet. And then, of course, he did die.
Well, he died not really from cancer. He died of a broken heart. As soon as the announcement that he was being fired or retired or whatever it is that they said, you could tell this guy's 84 years old. His whole life, his whole career, his whole focus, all of his money went to this school to support it. So did he make an error in judgment? Probably. Was he a bad guy? Absolutely not. The people who thought he was the problem really didn't see very clearly. And in my opinion, humble as it may be. This is just another example of an arrogant news media that goes after people or ideas or things without discretion and without thinking necessarily, because most of the people who work for most of the news organizations are young, stupid, and they work cheap. So that's what you get that out of. You know, there are a few seasoned people who are around who are either reporters or observers that may have an example of that is now that name's gone out of my mind. He's worked for three or four presidents, and he's always a very serious kind of a guy. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is more aimed at Paterno and what a raw deal he got. I said that earlier on.
The board at Penn State is absolutely furious with the leadership at Penn State, saying, why didn't you look at this a little bit deeper before? You know, and that's not leaving Paterno off. The guy,
he turned a blind eye. Responsibility.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
But he died because of his love for the school and how the way he was turned out.
Right.
He just, it ruined his, it just killed him. It did. 28 after the hour, a good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. The impact of bad weather can really make or break a travel experience. So what if you could anticipate which airports are more likely to be affected? It should come as no surprise to anyone that Chicago's O'Hare is at the top of the Weather Channel's recent list of the worst weather airports in America. Whatever the weather, northern tier cities like Chicago, Detroit, Minneapolis, and Boston can have problems. In the winter, it's snow, clouds, and wind. And in the summertime, thunderstorms. Even if it's not storming, there are other types of inclement weather that can ruin your schedule. But just a few miles away, Oakland's airport tends to be much clearer, so it's a much better bet if you need to fly into or out of the Bay Area. Even warm weather destinations can have their weather problems. Atlanta, America's busiest airport, has to deal with thunderstorms, rain, and low cloud delays. But here's the good news. They've done some modifications to have multiple runways, and that means they can keep things running just a little more smoothly. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me. Just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Spend a great deal of your time listening to what goes on here on this radio program. Hopefully, well, if you weren't finding it worthwhile, you wouldn't hang around with us. I guess that's how it works. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here, trying to take something small and make something great out of it. That is the, it is a little, one of the reporters once referred to this program as the little program that could. Success of small efforts repeated day in and day out. We don't take vacations here. We don't. Well, I don't. The rest of you can come and go as you please. There is, however, something to be said for focus. Some people say that it's an obsession. I don't find it that way at all. I think that something has been created here over the years, and we find that in spite of all the big companies, and many of them would like to put us out of business, us collectively, I say that, me and everybody else who's here, because they want it all for themselves. But people support this program. There's no real magic behind it. It's just a nice group of people who get together sort of around the breakfast table for somebody, just around a table. And it's a big table. It's called the United States of America. Across it, around it, through it, over it, under it. It's kind of like growing an apple. You got to give the apple time, or a grape grows quickly. You know how, Jennifer, because you're a wine specialist, I don't know how, if you actually have studied how grapes are grown. We know how they're made into wine, but do you know how quickly a bunch of grapes grows much more quickly than apple? And it's not just because of the size, it's kind of the cellular structure. Of it, yeah.
It takes 5 years to make a grape into wine. You have to have your vine. It
takes a lot of time once the grape is harvested,
yeah,
to make it into wine. Yes, right, exactly. But if
it takes 5 years for the grapes to be able to produce. So when you plant your vines, you have to wait 5 years.
Oh, when you put them in the ground. I'm talking about when they come out as a bud. No, when they it takes a very short period of time for the grape itself to grow on the vine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it takes a while for the... It's like apple trees. It's like any of these things. It takes time for the blossom to bear fruit and then to ripen. And I use that analogy in terms of what perhaps you do in your life. It may be the story of your love. It may be the story of your work. It may be the story of your children. It may be, yet in this case, this thing that I've nurtured for a long time, has come into its own, not by me pushing it around, but by me finding people who were good at helping this thing address what it is that a lot of people would like to have to listen to at the time of day we're on. And so it's a cool reality, and I thank you, Rich, and I thank you, Jennifer, for being here, and all the rest of the folks who are here. They just kind of find a lot of things that are going on in the world that are interesting to talk about from different perspectives. It's not a program about sports. Yeah, do we acknowledge that the Patriots won and that the Giants won? Yep. Matter of fact, looking at the poll of the weekend, which team do you want to see win the Super Bowl? 31% of you said the Patriots, 28% of you said the 49ers, 27% of you said the Giants, 14% said the Ravens. So Ravens...
That was our poll on Facebook, too, last week.
And the results about the same or not?
About the same, yeah. Heidi, Patriots versus San Francisco. Kim said she's with Heidi.
Yeah.
let's see. John, San Fran, Baltimore. And Tom says
there's a loser.
New York. I know. Joanne said 49ers versus Patriots. And Arnesta said Giants versus Ravens. So at least most people got one team in there.
Right. I got news for Billy Cundiff, the kicker for the Ravens. He better not show up in Baltimore anytime soon.
No, kidding. He's going to be beaten up.
What did he say?
He just missed a field goal that would have tied the game.
And it's a shame.
It's like Billy, what was the guy's name that played for the Red Sox?
Oh, yeah.
Billy, last name began with a B.
No, Williams.
No, Billy, Bobby, somebody, but the Boyd be...
the Phillies pitcher, you mean?
No. The guy that was playing shortstop let the ball go through his legs.
Oh,
Buckner.
Yeah, Buckner, thank you. Very good, Jennifer.
No problem. Woo-ha. I know baseball, hockey, Bill and I'm Buckner. Starting to know football now. Yeah. Watch out, people.
All right, good for you. We were talking, speaking of football, about the passing of Penn State football coach Joe Paterno. One of the things that gets ugly, not only understanding this guy really got treated badly by those small-minded people who, and I understand this, the Board of Trustees, being on the Board of Trustees of a college myself, I know the pressures that get put on people who are doing this, and it's constituents. There are a lot of constituencies in running a school. So you can imagine, especially when there's a big football team, it's big money for the school. Ought not to be that way, but the reality is that is the way it is. You can argue all you want to about football and what it does, and I mean, I don't want to get into that. But what a sad thing. Here's a guy who really literally devotes his life to being a football coach at a school that he loved. And over the course of the year, he wasn't paid a lot of money, but most of the money he was paid, he gave back to the school. Over $4 million this guy gave back to the school over the course of his employment. That hasn't been brought up a lot. There are a lot of people who think that he was responsible and he wasn't. Could he have done things better? Perhaps. But when you see how much this all meant to a guy who takes it this seriously, who's this involved, doesn't do foolish things on purpose. Whatever he did because it somehow or other got in the way. Something got in the way of his better judgment, perhaps. But I really think the thing that really at this point annoys me is that these a-holes at the Westboro Baptist Church are going to picket Paterno's, or try to picket his funeral, which I think is tomorrow, isn't it? Is it tomorrow?
I don't know when the funeral is.
Anyway.
You better watch out because you're going to have the likes of LeVar Arrington.
Yeah. But just the fact
and
that
other
they,
great Penn State football players in your face.
Am I, because of my disdain for them, do I contribute to their well-being by even mentioning that on the air? We have a story actually about it at DougStefan.com today. Is that, should I do that or not? What do you think? 800-510-8255. Should we just ignore the likes of the Westboro Baptist Church, or do we underscore them and hopefully create, the reason I bring it up is because I want people to know that this sort of thing exists and I want to create disdain for it, frankly. But maybe I'm not, I mean, my thoughts
when
are
When you
not.
Put Paterno funeral and when you Google it, the second, the fourth, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth links come up. Joe Paterno's funeral to be picketed by Westboro.
Yeah, so you kind of have to talk about it.
It's sick, though. It's sick, and you know the news media would be all over it. 85 years old.
They're going to announce his arrangements today.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of arrangements, 8 of the 12 victims of the Costa Concordia have been identified. 4 of them were French. One was Italian, one was Hungarian, one was Spanish, and one was German. No Americans on the list.
There's two missing Americans.
Yeah, there are 20 people missing. Two of them are Americans. And here they are still trying to figure out what to do with all of the oil, the fuel oil that's on the ship, like 500,000 gallons. Now, that's one of the things
people thought they were going to try and suck that out of it yesterday.
Yeah, they were trying to, but they can't seem to position themselves. I don't, you know, the thing is resting in a precarious position. So they worry about whether if they take the oil out, that'll change the balance of the ship, and will it then just go down into the hole? Now, that may not worry a lot of people, but it does. They want to save the ship. They don't want to scuttle. The ship's only, what, 4 or 5 years old, and it's worth tens of, not hundreds of millions of dollars.
Have you seen pictures of this thing?
Oh, yeah.
There was a slideshow being sent around in email form of just pictures of the whole boat. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's a great, it's a very modern, and they don't want to sink it. Once you sink a ship like that, if it goes down a couple hundred feet, you never get it back up again. And so anyway, I mean, it's the sad thing is that that seems to be the focus. Although for the people who are missing and dead, what do you do about it? For the families who'd like to
let me ask you this.
Have them brought out of there. And
let's say they pull this thing back up and somehow fix it and put it back in service.
You want to take a ride on that boat?
No.
Exactly.
I don't want to be the first anyway.
Well, yeah. You know what they'll do? They'll do with it. They change the name of it. They'll redo it.
Doesn't matter.
It.
Yeah.
It was kind of like AirTran was the old airline. What was it called? What was the name of that airline? ValueJet.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. That crashed. Yeah.
ValueJet became AirTran, and people forgot about ValueJet.
Mm-hmm.
So you take a boat like that and you change the name, who's going to think about it?
Yeah, it's probably unlikely that you would know about it,
no.
But still.
Most people won't figure, okay, I'm going to take a cruise around the Mediterranean. What ship is it? Oh, look at this nice ship. Hey, Martha, look at how pretty the staterooms are on this ship.
Yeah. I guarantee you, if the company revamps this ship, though, it won't sink again.
Well, it wouldn't have sunk in the first place.
Right.
All right, anyway. See all the things that are going on? Well, everybody else is jive talking. We're talking about the issues, ladies and gentlemen, the people and the things that are important to you, like your tax return. How many people have started on that?
Yes.
Right.
Started organizing.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the W-2s haven't gotten in the mail yet.
Right.
They aren't. I think the law requires they be mailed
last
by
the
31st
right.
of January.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that happens. Sometimes it doesn't. So we have a firestorm. I saw a bit, and I'm trying to remember which night it was. I just flipped across. Twice I've seen Rob Lowe promoted for this Lifetime movie in which he plays a really bad guy for the first time in his career. I mean, mm-hmm. Do you know the story behind that, Jennifer?
As opposed to a really bad actor for the first time in his career.
Listen, if he can't be that bad, look at all the success that he's had.
Got successful.
All right, so, Jennifer, do you know the story behind the story? It's a Lifetime movie.
No.
Rob Lowe, very bad guy. I was uncomfortable with the way it was promoted when I saw it, just clicking across the channels. And then I saw a little piece of it. I think it was Friday night when I was half off, half asleep. The character he plays is a murderous con, just really horrible. You look at him and the way he's made up and you listen to the way it just doesn't seem like Rob Lowe. It makes you uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. At least it made me very uncomfortable because you're used to seeing him a certain way. And I guess that's what happened with the Twitter from last week. He typically posts about sports on his Twitter site. He posted a rumor that he'd heard that Peyton Manning was retiring.
Mm-hmm.
And because of it, last week, news and sports outlets all over the country tried to find Manning or his agent to see if they could... If what Rob Lowe said on his Twitter account was true.
That's hysterical.
I tweeted last week, Rob Lowe told me that that Rick Perry was dropping out of the presidential thing. Come on, that's pretty funny. Rob Lowe's our new source for news. No?
Yeah, that might as well be as good as most of the other
He's taken over sources. For Regis. I'm telling you, mark my words, he'll be the replacement
Rob Lowe
for Kelly.
Regis?
I think so.
Really?
That would be interesting.
I do.
What makes you say that? Why?
Because he's tested already. He's been on the show with her. And just people really liked him in that capacity.
I think he's a likable guy.
I think it might be. I don't know. It's just a gut feeling.
All right. We'll have to see if Jennifer, shall we trust her gut better than Rich's, I
guess. Let's bet a nickel.
Yeah.
Yeah. 800-510-8255.
My bigger, but it's better.
Yeah. It's just, it really, it's amazing how much the focus is on things like that. Who's going to replace Reach? Rather than who's going to replace Obama. Yeah, please. 13.
You know,
what?
Before you do this, okay, I'm reading Rob Lowe's... His Twitter profile.
Yeah.
Love, family, dogs, espresso from an IV, politics, storytelling, sobriety...
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Acting, music, glassy overhead conditions. Glossy overhead conditions. Yeah.
Was he? Did he have a trouble? A problem?
I hate decaf. I didn't realize. Maybe he did. But, I mean, that's pretty upfront right
didn't
there when you put it right in your Twitter bio.
13 before the hour. We're the observers here on Good Day.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up, your eyes sharp now and down the road. Or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and what would you do if a stranger came up to you and said, you know something? You are great. Many of us, when we are approached by an individual, whether it's a friend, family member, boss, or whatever, and says, you know something? You are a great individual. You are highly talented. You are wonderful. I like everything about you. What do we normally do? We turn our head to make sure that they're talking to the person behind us, because they certainly cannot be talking to us, because nobody praises me. Nobody makes me feel good. Nobody ever tells me those great things about myself. Now, why do we do that? We're so eager to have someone come over to us and tell us how bad we are, and that we'll accept, but when someone says to us how great you are, we don't. For now on, when someone comes over to you and praises you, take it. You've earned it. You deserve it. It is something that they truly mean. And by the way, do that to other people so that they can feel good too. You are great. Believe it. They're talking to you as they should. You earned it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com. Jive talking. I always thought there was something special about these guys. There was practically nothing. You know how some people and some groups, some organizations, doesn't make any difference what business you're in, everything they touch turns to gold. There was nothing the Bee Gees ever did that didn't work for whatever the reason. And I remember talking to one of them once, and I sort of asked him that in a sideways approach. How come you guys are so successful? And one of the things that I remember, I forget which brother it was, told me, it was the one who's more not the one who's not the twin who's still alive.
Barry.
Which one of them? Blonde.
Barry.
Is it Barry? Okay. He said we all like each other and we all have fun.
Right.
How about
that?
That's like LSD on the radio. 51 after on Good Day.
Don't
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Richie, the ratings for the Patriots-Rams game yesterday did not...
The Ravens.
Right.
Ravens, sure.
Yeah, the Giants in San Francisco played. Anyway, the best, strongest ratings pulled by any game for 10 years other than a Super Bowl... where the Patriots and the Denver Broncos outdid yesterday, and it's all about Tim Tebow.
Yeah,
if this
sure,
guy
well,
wanted
yeah.
to be the star
I knew that
of
was gonna be
something
huge.
Or anything, it's kind of like I made reference to Gina Carano, who is the star of this movie Haywire over the weekend. She has, I think both of them, not for any reason it's other than they have something about them that the public really will either has or will glom onto. Really, it's pretty amazing how one person sometimes can bring that around. It's really it's astonishing, actually, and I take my hat off to the guy. Good luck to him. This is our technology portion of the program where we talk about a lot of things that are in the news that relate to you, things that are newly developed, things that are happening. Certainly a lot of attention has been paid to Blu-rays and DVDs, and I'm thinking of some of the other names, Apple, yada, yada. Shelley Palmer is here now with a focus on PayPal, not now, but stand by for a minute, and we'll focus on PayPal, among other things.
We wanted an impressive metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But times being what they are, marketing sent an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. Supposedly, he's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $41.99, you get $41.98 back in Max Perks bonus rewards. It's like paying one penny for a full case of paper. Find all the big deals now at OfficeMax. But please, don't step on our elephant. Limit 2, offer in Saturday. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the Obama administration came out in opposition to current anti-piracy legislation. The White House is the most recent critic of the Stop Online Piracy Act, vowing not to support legislation that encourages unjustified litigation or restricts the freedoms of expression afforded by the Internet. In other news, online streaming video service Hulu is working on its first scripted television show to premiere next month. Hulu licenses all of its content from other providers and...
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets.
Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Beside the game, what's the most anticipated event of Super Bowl Sunday? The commercials, of course. Kendra Johansson explains more.
On Super Bowl Sunday, fans don't just tune in for the on-field action. It's the commercials that spark the most water cooler talk. You can have a sandwich. Dorito ad airs on February 5th. Jared Drinkwater from Doritos has some pretty good reasons why fans should vote this year.
Our Crash the Super Bowl contest gives Doritos consumers the biggest stage possible to showcase their homemade ads. This year, we're airing two consumer-created spots during the big game, and it's up to you guys, our fans, to choose one of them. Visit CrashTheSuperBowl.com and vote today. You might even win some serious cash just for voting.
The Doritos brand will give away a $10,000 cash prize to a fan who voted. Every time the total number of votes across all voting platforms reaches a 100,000-vote milestone. This will continue until they reach a total of 1 million votes and give away a maximum of $100,000. For more, visit CrashTheSuperBowl.com. That's Lifestyles from Doritos.
If you are afraid of heights, you might want to skip today's video of the day at DougStefan.com. A motorbike sets off across a narrow trail at the top of a range of snowy mountains with a video camera attached to the rider's helmet. That's the video of the day today. If you're into that, help yourself at DougStefan.com.